We want to welcome you today to Grace Christian Fellowship. We want to welcome those that are viewing this on YouTube, and we want to especially welcome Grace Christian Fellowship. I know that you would love to be here today, but because of the circumstances that are happening across our nation, we are sending this broadcast via YouTube. And so we pray that it will be a blessing to you, that it will strengthen you and your family today in Jesus' name. So let's open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Your word says where two or three come together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, Lord, we are here today believing for great and mighty things. And so, Father, we just commit this recording into your faithful hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to read a few scriptures today. One is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then over to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Pray that the reading of God's word would be a blessing to you today. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to praise the Lord regardless of our circumstances and where we're at in this whole situation. So if you want to stand, feel free to stand and just let's praise the Lord here.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger?
Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like
sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. And you laid down your love. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. And you laid down your love. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. All that you've done for me.
Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
Jesus, let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater. You alone are Savior. Show the world your love. Children of your mercy, rescued for your glory, we cry, Jesus, set our hearts towards you, that every eye would see you, lifted high, King of heaven, come down.
Thank you, worship team. We thank the Lord today that we can come and that we can spend time in God's presence and we can just worship Him. And I want to encourage those at home to take some time with your family and just worship the Lord and magnify His holy name. You know, there's something about when we take time just to worship God and exalt Him, praise Him, that the Lord begins to minister to us in so many different ways. So I just want to encourage you to do that in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. And I want to share for a few moments today on the topic, we need God's help. We need God's help. I think everyone would agree with me who's listening to this broadcast that we need the help of God in this situation that we are facing, not only as a country, but around the world, globally. We are facing something that we ourselves in our lifetime have never experienced. And that's why we need to come to God. We really need to come to Him. The Bible says in Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you that as it goes forth online, that you would anoint your precious word to touch hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the members of Grace Christian Fellowship. I pray, Lord, today that they will feel your mighty power flowing through them. I pray that their homes would be filled with the fragrance and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that as we are in our homes, as we are in the grocery store or wherever we are, Lord, that we would be shining lights, Lord, of your love and your compassion in this hour. So, Father, I just ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said at the beginning of this message, we need God's help. The Bible says here in verse 1 that we're supposed to lift up our eyes to the hills. And you know, when you lift up your eyes, you take your eyes off of your circumstances and what you're going through. And as a believer, you focus on the Lord. The Bible says to put your eyes even upon Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. How many know God is ultimately in control this morning? God is in this house and He's in your life. And that's why we have to lift up our eyes. We have to lift them up. The Bible also says that God does not sleep and He does not slumber. I wonder what that means. He doesn't sleep and He doesn't slumber. It means that God is actively concerned about what you and I are facing right now. And I think that's an important thing to really meditate upon today, is that God is interested in what we are going through. People are losing their jobs. People are sick. Some people are dying. There's all kinds of stress and anxiety and fear. And God sees it all, and He's concerned about what we're going through. Some people think that God is way up in heaven and just doing His own thing. No, He's not. He is actively concerned about every aspect of our lives. And He wants you to know today that if you'll reach out to Him, if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, He is as close as the mention of His name. Hallelujah. The Bible says He is our keeper. He is our protector. Verse 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in." Now, I know that during this pandemic, in many homes, one person is designated to go out to the grocery store or the pharmacy or somewhere to get the needed things to sustain life. So you have to go out and you have to come in. And how many know, as believers, we can believe for God's divine protection in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We don't need to be full of fear or anxiety because God is on our side. Hallelujah. And He is in your life to protect you, to protect you. I want to go to another scripture in the book of Psalms, Psalm 60, verses 8 to 12. Psalm 60, verses 8 to 12. Bible says, "Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistah shall shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies?" Verse 11, an important verse. "Give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless." Friends, our dependence in this crisis has to be upon God and upon His Holy Spirit. Ultimately, God is our provider. He said He would never leave us, and He would never forsake us. He would meet every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's His promise, to give us help in trouble. And friends, we're going through a time of trouble. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know what's going to happen next week. Even tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen. Every day is changing dramatically. Dramatic change in days, hours, sometimes even minutes. We don't know what is going to take place, whether this pandemic is going to last a week, 2 weeks, a month. We don't know. But friends, no matter what happens, the Bible says that God will give us His help in time of trouble, difficulty, trial. The Bible also says here that the help of man is useless. The arm of flesh can only sustain us for so long. But God says He will sustain us to the end. Verse 12 says, "Through God we shall do valiantly." We shall be brave. We shall be courageous. I want to speak that into your spirit, Grace Christian Fellowship, that in the midst of this situation, God wants you through His power to be strong and courageous in the name of Jesus. The Bible says our life is in the palm of His hand, and He is going to take care of us. Hallelujah. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know all the means by which he's going to do it, but he has promised to sustain his people in the midst of tragedy and difficulty. Hallelujah. He's going to come and he's going to strengthen you when you feel weak. He's going to come and touch your physical body when you're sick. God is with us today. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we shall do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. And for many, this virus is like an enemy. It's moving in the darkness. It's invisible. You can't see it. But I want you to know that in the name of Jesus, it can be defeated. Hallelujah. By the power of the blood of Jesus, it can be defeated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to look at one more very important verse of Scripture, and it's in the book of Hebrews. If you want to go to Hebrews, verse number 4, Hebrews chapter 4. And this is my challenge to you today. This is the challenge I want to leave to Grace Christian Fellowship, to every believer that's listening to this YouTube message. I want to leave this challenge to you today. In verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Friends, I know that in times of testing, it's easy to drift away. But you have to hold fast to your confession. What you believe, that Jesus died on that cross for your sins, hallelujah, that you have been born again of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that His Spirit lives within you. The Bible says we have to hold fast to the promises of God's Word that are yes and amen in Christ. Verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. God knows that we're human. God knows how we go through times where we have a little bit of doubt, and there may be some fear, and there may be some anxiety because of the situation that we find ourselves in. And God understands that sometimes we're very weak. But you know, friends, it's in our weakness that we can experience the power of God, His divine grace poured out upon us. Hallelujah. The Bible says who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And the key verse is verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. I want to encourage every member of Grace Christian Fellowship. I want to encourage every believer that's listening to this message today that it is time to come boldly to the throne room of grace, to begin to activate our prayer life like never before. Hallelujah. How many know God is waiting for us? The Bible says if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Hallelujah. What a promise that God is open to hearing every prayer, every request, every petition. Hallelujah. The Bible says to come boldly. You know, one of the works of the devil is to make us feel ashamed, to make us feel that we're not worthy to pray. Friends, if you've sinned, the Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We just need to come to Him and say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me, purify me. Hallelujah. I'm able to come boldly to the throne room of heaven. He has made that way through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I think if there's ever been a time for the church to pray, and I know we're separated right now into homes. We're separated. We can't come together and worship like we normally do. But even in our homes, we can pray. We can call out to God. We can make prayer a powerful priority in our lives. Hallelujah. We can pray with our wives. We can pray with our children. We can pray with our husbands. We can pray with our fathers and our mothers. Hallelujah. We can come together in our homes and we can call out to God. The Bible says to come boldly to the throne of grace. And the Bible says here that we may obtain mercy. How many know that there are times where we need the mercy of God? We don't deserve it, but God is merciful. God is merciful. I pray for Creston today. I pray for this valley today that the mercy of God would be poured out upon this town and upon this valley. Hallelujah. I pray for this province. I pray for our premier. I pray for our prime minister today. I pray for this nation that the mercy of God would be poured out upon us today. That we would recognize that we need God. We need God to intervene in a powerful way. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace, unmerited favor, to help in time of need. Friends, we are in that time of need. Borders are being shut down. The Canada-U.S. border is shut down. The Nova Scotia border has been closed. The PEI border has been closed. The Newfoundland border has been closed. And we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Our movements have been restrained, restricted. And people are wondering. They really are. But the Bible says we need to come back to God. We need to come back to prayer. We need to come back to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And reach out to Him. And I want you to know this day, this very day, how merciful God really is. I pray for those that are sick today. I pray for a little girl that's in Alabama that's 12 years old that's fighting for her life today. She's on a ventilator. Didn't visit anywhere. Didn't have any pre-existing situations in her life. I pray for that little girl today. Will you reach out with me right now as you're listening to this message and pray for that little girl, that God would touch her, and so many that are in the ICU today across Canada, the United States, and around the world that are suffering, and many of them are suffering alone because their parents or their children can't visit them. Can we pray for them today that the mercy of God would be poured out upon them? Hallelujah. Friend, I pray that as a nation, this would be a wake-up call for us, that we would come back to God with all of our hearts and our minds in Jesus' name, that we would just reach out to Him in this hour. I want to encourage you today that this is a moment in history. This is really, we have a fork in the road. We can go to dependence on man, or we can reach out for dependence on God. I think this is a time to take the road that maybe, yes, is less traveled by many. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said that, hallelujah. Anyone that comes to him, he will in no way wise turn aside. We need to come back. We need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage those that are listening on YouTube that God is present. He sees what's going on, and he wants to help us. We just need to reach out to him. Let's close in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that you have never left us. You've never forsaken us. Lord, you see all the trouble that's going on, all the difficulty, the trials, the testings. And Lord, we pray that your people would be strengthened today. We pray for this community, Lord, that eyes would be opened to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we are in the last days of time. We recognize how close we are to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those that are sick today, whether old or young, that you would minister to them. Lord, I pray that you would show up right where they are. Maybe they're in a hospital room right now and they're alone and there's no one there beside their bed. Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them right now. I pray that the Holy Spirit would show up in their room and let them know, Lord, how much you love them and care for them. Father, I'm praying for miracles. I'm praying for healings to take place from coast to coast to coast. Father, I just want to pray today for this church that as we go through this time, we would be drawn ever closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you today.